With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting that last-minute budget bill crafted by House Speaker Mike Johnson has passed the lower chamber. The measure would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans failed to keep their word on a bipartisan compromise.
We need to rely on each other to keep our word. That when we have an agreement, that we keep that agreement.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says shutting down the government should be avoided.
None of us, or most of us, do not want to shut down the government. Not a good thing for the country.
The measure is now in the hands of the Senate, where it's expected to pass before the midnight deadline for a government shutdown. Nuna Baby Essentials is recalling nearly 609,000 child car seats.
That's because the harness adjuster can loosen and the seats may not restrain children. The company told U.S. safety regulators that the recall affects certain Rava seats with a plastic harness adjuster button. Debris can get into the front harness adjuster, making it loose and increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Nuna will send owners a fix-it kit with a new seat pad, instructions on cleaning the harness adjuster, and a screwdriver to remove a plastic cover. No date has been set to notify owners by letter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A car plowed into a busy outdoor Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring at least 60 others in what authorities called a deliberate attack. The driver, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor, was arrested at the scene shortly after the car barreled into the market at around 7 p.m., when it was teeming with holiday shoppers looking forward to the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow by 498 points. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
The Jackson Local School District will pay teacher Vivian Garrity $450,000 in damages for firing her when she said she would not use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Garrity said she could not violate the tenets of her Christian faith, but the school system dismissed her anyway. Alliance Defending Freedom spokesman Logan Spina says, quote, "The First Amendment prohibits the abuse of power, and school officials have learned that it comes at a steep cost." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's governor wants to repeal the state law requiring an annual abortion report. Democrat Katie Hobbs says it can infringe on privacy for residents even if it doesn't collect information such as patients' names and birth dates. She made her call to stop the reporting requirements as the state detailed its abortion data covering 2023. Two states don't collect such data at all. This is SRN News. Environmentalists are trying to force the feds to release images of dead orca whales and other marine mammals entangled in commercial fishing nets off the West Coast.
Activists filed suit in Alaska and California after the government allegedly failed to honor multiple Freedom of Information Act requests. The Washington-based conservation group Oceana seeks the images as part of a campaign to raise public awareness about the harmful effects of trawl fishing in federally managed waters. The group has long complained for tighter controls on such fishing, which involves large boats dragging massive nets on or near the ocean floor. Rich Thomason reporting.
Crowds in Mayotte have vented their frustration at French President Emmanuel Macron with some booing. Particularly tense scenes unfolded Thursday as he toured destruction wrought by a strong cyclone. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.